Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Tuesday. Fox News reporting now in this school shooting in Maryland this morning that three have been injured. That's their report just minutes ago. We're continuing to follow and see what about the shooter, what about any background story, motivation, anything that's gone on. CNN reached a kid, apparently, that tweeted out that there were police on the scene prior to the, or school resource officers, something of that nature seems to be what the kid is saying. So unclear at this point. You watch, this will be used in the national debate with the big March for Life coming up on Saturday in Washington. So whichever way this goes, whatever the particulars are of this, you'll see it play out in the media and other. I see already the way Fox is reporting it versus CNN is much different. All right. Now, the chairman of the Republican Party is with us again, and this is a tough time. The nation takes a look at Pennsylvania, critical in this race in 2018. To maintain the House of Representatives. Val DiGiorgio is the chairman of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Val, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, good to be here.
Well, I give you credit. I remember way back when you even spoke when those Trump protesters were here in downtown Philadelphia being accosted right around the corner from me. About judicial races. I know this was a critical thing that you were sounding the alarm. And I was kind of unaware of how critical, I admit, at that point. And yet we end up with these five on the state Supreme Court. So what's your sense? Where are you now with possible avenues to challenge what's happening with the so-called gerrymandering?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me just say it's really a sad day for our republic. Now the judges can do this kind of thing, can basically make legislation from the bench. And what we should all be worried about is what's next. Where do they go from here? Can they throw out education funding because they don't think it's thorough and efficient under the Constitution and then raise taxes to make sure it's thorough and efficient? So we should all be concerned about the judicial overreach. But where we go from here, and we've been before the Supreme Court twice, the Middle District of Pennsylvania once in federal court, you know, the only other case I could think up to bring at this point is a case against the Supreme Court and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for doing what they said was done in 2011. In this case, gerrymandering, mm-hmm. or judicial mandering, to draw Democrat seats as a blatant partisan attempt to draw Democrat seats. But then we're making the argument that was opposed, the argument that we were opposed to all along, that the drawing of seats, you know, that gerrymandering, as they call it, is something that's as old as the Constitution. And but in this case, though, we would be going after a court for doing it, which is really outside the bounds of separation of powers.
Well, the other remedy, too, Val, and I don't want to put you on the spot because I'm not sure in your role. I know you got a lot of hats. It's easier for me. But these judges are worthy of impeachment for two reasons. One, they clearly have done this. And two, I'll go further. They're clearly going to intervene and tax our listeners. They may redo the Senate and the House or the state Senate, and God knows what else. They're emboldened by this.
Right.
They will not stop. They're in a position now where they believe, I think, deep down, the soda tax thing is a joke, for example. They're laughing about any fair hearing of what clearly is, again, out of bounds. And they are just going to rumble over top of us unless there is a direct challenge to them. What about impeachment?
Yeah, I think it should be on the table,
okay.
Especially for Justice Wecht. Now, here's an attorney who ran for Supreme Court basically saying, if you elect me, I will overturn these maps, as if he were running for governor.
Right.
That's outside of the judicial code of conduct. It's a breach of their canon. And clearly, at least Justice Wecht should be brought before the General Assembly to answer for that. And the General Assembly should consider whether they the House, where it starts, whether they should impeach him. And I think it's something we should consider strongly.
Well, you've added a lot to it that I haven't seen anywhere else, because people in the media, you know, are dancing on this. They like a few judges deciding. That's a very good insight that this one judge, at least, it's very clear when you run on this that, and then you, when you execute it, that you're violative. It seems to me there's a majority in the House that would have the stomach for it, but to impeach him, it would take two-thirds of the Senate. Am I right?
Correct, but we have 34 Republican state senators. We need to keep every one of them on board. Remember, this would be groundbreaking. Misbehavior in office is the standard. The question is whether this rises to that level. I think there's an argument, but I think something else comes out of impeachment hearings, which is, how did you make this decision? I mean, the difference between the legislature makes decision on drawing lines and the courts do it is that when the courts do it, it's behind closed doors. It's in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Even Justice Mundy, the Republican justice on the court who testified before the state house last month, said that she never got to meet this so-called expert that the Supreme Court hired. We don't know on what grounds, what factors they went in to make sure communities of interest weren't separated. We don't know whether they were getting calls from Democrat Party leaders in the House and the Senate or from union leaders as to how these lines should be drawn. It appears, just based on the way they were drawn, that they were getting that kind of advice. I did a right-to-know request was going to do a right-to-know request, but then, you know, as an attorney, I read the act, and they're basically exempt from right-to-know in asking those types of questions. So if we could bring a justice before the General Assembly and ask him these questions, that could be very eye-opening.
So are you calling for that then, Val? Are you in a position where you can't do that?
I am asking state House members to in caucus discuss whether they think this is a viable approach, whether they think they can have the votes for it to hold together, because that's important. And yes, I think we should have impeachment hearings.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I didn't want to go. And as you said, the math indicates with 34 to 16, it would be 33.5 rounded up to 34 if they all stayed in. You have the votes to do this, because the worst fear is this is bad enough. This has national consequence. And I want to salute you because you as a point of emphasis, I wanted to ask you this then. What happened here? Way back, I remember it wasn't a nice day out. You were standing in front of this group in downtown Philadelphia, and you were talking about the judges then. I didn't forget that. You could have said a million other things. It was a point of emphasis. What happened in this last election cycle, kind of a postmortem? What do you think happened where they ended up with this majority?
Well, within the last election cycle, we put our emphasis on judges, and we elected Sally Mundy to the Supreme Court and two other, and Christine Fasano-Cannon to Commonwealth Court, and then another judge. But the 2015 election, the Republican Party nominated three folks for Supreme Court, and then, to be honest, I think we failed them. I do not think we rallied behind them. There was not unity in the party behind our slate, and they went down. We did not put the proper emphasis on it. And I can tell you that will not happen again. We've learned our lesson. And last year, in a year where, you know, Republicans were not doing well in 2017 across the country, in Pennsylvania, we won for the top of the ticket with Supreme Court and got two other judges elected on the lower courts. We have to remember how important this third branch of government is. People who came out and voted for Donald Trump understood it. That's how come we have Gorsuch now. We have to remember that going forward in Pennsylvania. And now we're seeing the benefits the Democrats have reaped from their paying attention to while we weren't.
Several of these people then have 10-year terms or 8 years left or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So this is a long, long thing. I agree with you. I don't see what's stopping them unless this justice that you mentioned had to go before, reveal, get into the nuts and bolts of this. That might chill them a little bit from some of these other things.
Well, and if the legislative, forget about Republican and Democrat for a second, Dom. If the legislative branch is not going to stick up for itself, we already know the executive branch here wouldn't. The Governor Wolf decided that he was going to go along with the Supreme Court, let them draw lines, and not stick up for the mm-hmm. prerogatives of the executive branch. It's up to the legislative branch to stick up for itself. That's what our system is designed to do. And if we don't, they're going to be overturning all kinds of legislation. You forget about electing Republicans, because if it's going to get overturned in a government union-dominated Supreme Court, which is what we have, we're never going to get any of the reforms we want to see passed.
Well, that's right. One of the justices is the brother of the most prominent, arguably, union representative or union head in the entire state.
Right, right. So, and they were elected. All three of them were elected with government union and government union money, and we're now reaping the benefits of that.
Exactly. Well, Val, thank you. To be continued. Thanks for joining us today. That was always.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.